actually here today.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to take care of my parents when they get older. But I just wish that people would realize that it's not only them, it's like generations that are really suffering right now. And I personally don't want them to suffer in their old age. So that's why.
I think that people, the wealthy need to pay, and we need a social movement in this country that holds them accountable.
I'm here because I'm part of the 99%.
I'm here to exercise the most basic right in a democracy, which is peaceful assembly with people of like-minded ideas, to send a message to the government that the system has got to change to work for everyone, not just a small few.
I came out here today because I'm protesting that endless wars, corporate fascism. A lot of people out here are saying that capitalist system's failing them, but I think what they don't realize is that this is not capitalism. We're in a system now where the government works to serve the needs of corporations, and corporations work to serve the needs of government, and meanwhile the people get fleeced. That's not capitalism. We don't volunteer to spend our money on these products and services. I don't volunteer to give money to Halliburton.
Why do you want to end the Fed?
Well, it's been obvious since the beginning what it was set up to do is strip people of their sovereignty, really, in any way possible, I think. So anything that has to do with that, I'm not about, you know?
I'm here for so many reasons. There's just so many reasons. Let's start with why Wall Street bankers are not in jail.
I'm a teacher, and I've taught for 38 years. Is taking over education, trying to privatize it, and I'm really for public education.
Because I'm not a multimillionaire. A lot of times my voice isn't heard in this society, so it's important for people to come together, like movements that's happening here with Occupy Wall Street.
I have a vote, and I exercise that vote. However, the represented government that I've elected has chosen not to act in my interest.
Why don't we cut the Pentagon's and our foreign military base and our wars? That's over 50% of our national budget. Let's cut that. Let's stop killing people.
We're getting hit in every way possible. Our food, our air. It just goes on. The money, the government, the medical stuff, everything. It's like you go to the hospital, you get trapped in there to get killed instead of help. So it's just like it's a matter of time before the people get sick of being back into a corner as well. And now we're going to clash heads, and it's like you're going to get called out no matter what. So
unless people wake up and get involved, we will have no freedom. That's why I'm here. I feel that we've been lied to, and it's an unjust system. And I think we is everybody.
I'm here because I believe it's time for ordinary people to rise up against the corporatocracy. It's important for us to raise our voices and say what we really believe, which is that the rich do not own this country. The people own this country, and actually, we need to stand up for ordinary people's rights to have a more equal distribution of wealth.
We've had so many problems nationally in terms of need for jobs, the money being spent on wrong priorities, and it's just so wonderful to have young people finally, I think, say we're not going to take this anymore.
Issues like, you know, ending agribusiness and their monopoly over politics, you know, and different things like that, you know, that are also great reasons to be here and kind of like say that we're unhappy with corporations being treated like individuals.
Get up, stand up, that's what I have to say. I'm here because I'm part of the 99%, and I care about the survival of our planet and our species and other species.
I'm here to be with the people.
Well, I'm here because there needs to be a revolution, and, you know, it's time that people stood up. People have been asleep for too long.
To shift the general consciousness of our society in general. It's not just about changing a few policies, but really about changing whom we are, how we relate to